Welcome to episode 293 of the Witty and Gritty podcast. I'm your host, Brooke Collier. Today on the show, it is episode 293. We are in our Summer Thrive Guide mini-series, and today's episode is how to pack the car for a road trip. Summertime is for traveling. 'Tis the season to road trip with your family. You, your spouse, the kids, they're so excited. You've planned for the trip, the bags are packed, and you've even mapped the vacation on Waze. But there is one critical step that is often overlooked. How to properly load up the vehicle before you leave. When this one step is missed, it can turn the kickoff of your vacay into a disaster. This is why I'm giving you my tips on how to pack the car for a road trip. Now, here's the question. Is there any tension around departure time? Any intense fellowship between the adults and or the children? Right, I'm sure no one ever fights or argues before the designated leave time. And by designated leave time, I mean not at all on time, and the SUV still needs gas in the tank. Now that we're so far behind our leave schedule, do we go ahead and eat lunch at the house, or do we drive until the first person gets hangry beyond all recognition? If you're tired of the tension and done with disaster departures, this podcast episode is for you. After over a decade of trial, error, and experimenting, I've found what's worked for road trips for our family of five. You'll hear my best tips on how to pack the car for the road trip. Don't miss this one vital step that ensures smooth sailing on your family trip. Throughout each tip, there will be guided prayer. Let it be a reminder of how God gives to his children abundantly, and being able to even go on vacation as a family is truly a blessing. And let me add to this. If you're trying to get better at the discipline of prayer, start by praying over the little things. Yes, pray for the road trip. Pray that you've packed the right stuff. Pray that you don't run out of gas or lose a credit card. That is okay. The more you can normalize prayer in your life, the more your habit of prayer will strengthen. Bonus, let your kids see you do it. They'll learn from a young age that praying for things, big and small, is good. As you prepare for your future road trip, keep these prayers we go over in mind. Remember, keep God in everything. Even the packing. Side note about affiliate links. When you click one of these images and check out your Amazon cart, we might, depending on Amazon, get a monetary kickback. Whatever is earned through these links goes straight back into the podcast and website. I pay to keep our site protected from people who are trying to actively destroy it simply because we love Jesus and want more people to know who he is. When you use one of these affiliate links, know that it's going back into the kingdom work that we're doing. Thank you. Road trip backstory. Let me paint you a little picture. In your pre-having kids days, it was pretty easy to throw some stuff in a bag, hop in the car, and go. To where? Wherever the road takes you. Maybe you were even a spontaneous road trip person in your past. That was the time in your life before someone in your vehicle needed a bathroom break every 30 minutes. And shout out to all the potty training parents during road trips. You are a brave kind of soul. We applaud you. Back in our early years of marriage, Morgan and I were on a double date headed to go see some amazing Christmas lights in East Texas. Remember, everything is bigger here, so it's normal to road trip to see something grand. Something to also know about me, I love Jesus and celebrating his birth all year long. If it's Christmas themed, count me in, baby. I don't care what month it is. When we arrived at this exciting Christmas light place, the line was so long that it was a 4-hour entry wait. No, not my Christmas soul! So what did us youngsters do? We just drove to Shreveport, Louisiana, because why not? We had no responsibilities other than whatever we used to do on Saturdays before youth sports happened. I can't remember what all that included, but I imagine there was a little more free time. Literally no bags packed, just the four of us and whatever we had with us at the time. I feel like I could never do this now. I am cringing at this thought, and maybe you are too. More to the backstory. Now, in come the kids. These cute little tiny humans came into our life. Thank you, God, for our beautiful children. We still loved road trips. We still wanted to travel. And we still wanted to go see our friends who lived outside of Texas. So we decided we're still going to be a family that road trips. Both my husband and I grew up on road trips, and we wanted to continue building those memories for our family. And then it happens. Dun, dun, dun. The first road trip with a baby. What do you bring? How do you pack? What are we even thinking? With all the good intentions, when it came time to leave, the stress began to build. The bags may or may not be loaded. Oh wait, we forgot to pack. Fill in the blank. Do we just bring a whole box of diapers or do we guesstimate? Hint, just bring the entire box of diapers and go with the motto of, you can never have too many baby wipes. Ah, nothing like tension to start all the beautiful memories of a road trip. Has this happened to you? Is this why the adult you dreads road trips? Or are you currently taking road trips but there's always a headache or two before you even get out of the door? There's a better way to launch your vacation, friends. Say bye-bye to the headache of packing the car in the morning you leave. Before we get into the tips on how to pack the car for the road trip, know this. You have full permission to take what works for you and leave the rest. Remember that if one of these ideas doesn't work in this life phase that you're in, that's okay. Take these tips, tweak it to fit your life now, and give it a try. Hey, if you were looking for an excuse for a road trip, here is your sign. Now, let's dive into my best tips on how to pack the car for a road trip. Tip number one, luggage. This may go against your personality, but trust me, if you can take care of packing a week before you leave, departure will be a million times smoother. Listen, I know you didn't want to hear that right at the start, but you will be high-fiving your spouse and kids later because of it. I have two close friends who last-minute pack, and time after time, getting out the door is a struggle. My biggest and best tip for you is please, please pack early. If a week is too much of a stretch for you, start with 3 days before. It'll give you time to run to the store if you need or Amazon something to your house before your leave date. Here's how we do this in our home. I wash all the dirty clothes, regardless of if those clothes are going on the trip or not. Then all of the clothes are organized and put away as a team effort. Can you see why we might need a week out now? After that, we go day by day through our trip to select clothes to pack. There are endless ways to choose clothing for every trip imaginable for adults, kids, and babies. This is not the episode for what to bring on your trip. This is how to pack the car for your road trip. If you want me to make an episode on what we pack, I am happy to do that for you. So now that the clothes are laid out day by day, in come the packing cubes. Ziploc bags work too. We have three kids, so we have three sets of color-coordinated packing cubes that vary in size for their luggage items. I love me some color coordination. And it's easier on them too. Sloan, you are yellow. All the bags are yellow. Scout, you are red. All the bags are red. I love it. Their suitcases are neatly packed because you can just toss the stuff into the cube and the major headache of forgetting to pack items goes away. Linked below this part, we have my pretty packing cubes that I use, the color-coordinated ones, and then a varying size of the same type of packing cubes. All you have to do is go to the show notes and you can see what I'm talking about. When these bags are packed, they are all brought to one location in the house, the bag zone. Yes, they sit there for a few days, so if you prefer your bag zone to be in a closet out of sight, go for it. All of these bags will later go in the overhead cargo on top of the vehicle. This large waterproof storage bag is strapped down tightly and it does not budge when we travel. We have linked some of those for you too in case you have no idea what I'm talking about or if you are in the market for one of these. Pro tip, there are likely to be stores on the way to where you're going. In the event you forget something, no sweat, just buy the item if it's absolutely necessary. This past winter, we went on a family ski trip. After a couple of days of hitting the slope, my eldest, Sloan, she left her ski jacket in the lobby on the mountain. After rage looking the next day through the lost and found and asking around, we had to pony up for a new ski jacket. Yes, we debated her freezing. We exhausted all other options, and just sucking it up and buying a new jacket on the mountain equals more expensive was the answer. Good news, we sized up, so she'll grow into it and get the use out of it, and then we're just gonna pass it on to Scout right after that, so that makes me feel a little bit better inside. The backup plan of buy it if you need it comes in handy time to time. Stuff happens, you have to roll with it. Future me will try to be less rage-filled next time this happens. Keep this in mind when thinking about how to pack the car for a road trip. The guided prayer for tip number one, luggage. God, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to travel. Let us not take that for granted. Help us not to get caught up in the craziness of wondering how many pairs of socks to pack, and instead, reflect on how you've given us so much already. Show us where you've given us much so that we can abundantly give to others. Tip number two, the family overnight bag. Hopefully the luggage tip didn't scare you away yet. So are you ready for some more? How to pack the car for a road trip tip number two. This has been a game changer for our family. If you break up your driving and stay overnight somewhere, Having a family overnight bag will save you from unpacking all of the things every time you stop. This is a strategy we started implementing a few years ago, and it has made hotel stays so much smoother. Here's how we do this. We use a medium-sized duffel bag, and each of us puts our next day outfit in there. Morgan and I fit our toiletry bags in there, and the kids share a smaller toiletry bag. All of this fits easily into this duffel. It saves a ton of time and simplifies the next morning when you're ready to hit the road. The bag is packed the week before, again, back to tip number one, but we add the toiletry bags in the morning since we use those items every day. The family overnight bag goes in the trunk or the most farthest back section, so the rear of your vehicle, and it goes on the inside, not above like the other ones. Below in the show notes, we've linked our duffel bag and some cute ones and some ones for different types of personalities if you would like to check that out. And I have linked my toiletry bag that I love, 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 and it holds full-size things, everyone. Good gracious, that comes in handy. And I have linked Morgan's that he uses, so if you're looking for ideas, there you go. Flashback to before using tip number two, the family overnight bag. We road trip to Nashville every year to see our friends. Shout out Emily, Josh, and baby Hank, who's not a baby anymore. We headed out after a half-work day and figured, let's just power through the trip. It'll be fine. Well, all was not fine. We hit a sleepy wall and needed to stay somewhere ASAP. While I'm Googling nearby hotels, Morgan is trying to keep his eyes open, and we have a sleeping baby in the back seat. We end up finding a hotel with availability. We park, and now we have to unload all of our luggage in the middle of the night because we need a few of the items over the next 8-ish hours. Tired husband, tired wife, baby now wide awake. Good times. If only we had the overnight bag, we could just grab it out of the back. Lesson learned. Now we always do this, even if we don't plan on stopping. But who are we kidding? We're old now and all-nighters are a thing of the past. Guided prayer for tip number two, the overnight bag. God, thank you for a vehicle that provides safe travel. As we stay on the path traveling to our destination, let it serve as a reminder to us that you are the true path. Help keep us protected as we stop along the way, and help us carry a spirit of gratitude as we bond in the car. Tip number three, necessary miscellaneous bags. We've covered the individual luggage and the family overnight bag, so now we've come to other important bag, or bags, depending on your specific situation, that needs to be handy. Here are the other bags we take along with us. Some of these work for you, some of these you don't even need. The mom and dad travel bags. These bags go in the vehicle by the person they belong to. Morgan's goes in the very back since he's the driver and can't use it. My bag typically has my computer, chargers, AirPods, Bible study stuff, and some form of chocolate. Morgan's bag has the same type of stuff, except instead of chocolate, he has gum or something. He's not a chocolate guy, but I am. The kid travel bags. Each kid is allowed one travel backpack and a carry-on item. Yes, like an airplane. 2 to 3 days before the trip, the kids are put in charge of packing their travel bag, and I have them bring the backpacks and carry-on items downstairs to the bag zone. Sloan's bag typically is full of pens, journals, and books. Scout's bag usually has something to color on, some markers, babies, and some stuffies. Rhett's bag is bursting at the seams with ranchy toys, which includes those tiny plastic animal toys ranging from farm animals to dinosaurs. He likes to pretend that they all live happily on a ranch and he's the cowboy. That's ranchy. This is also a good time to mention that we do have Amazon Fire tablets. Limited use, calm down everyone. And we have a DVD player in our car. Whether you have access to those items or not, the travel bags always, always get used. The medical bag. Rhett is a type 1 diabetic, so there are a ton of supplies that come with that. If you don't have a medically needy child, do yourself a favor and at least pack a small bag with Tylenol, Motrin, first aid kit, and Tums, because that gas station taquito can sometimes be a bad idea. You will thank me later, I promise. The dog bags. We travel with our dogs depending on where we're going. They typically go about 50% of the time with us. We have one bag that has all their things, leashes, collars, travel dog bowls, food, etc. If you don't travel with dogs but have babies, this can be the bag that's full of wipes, baby food, diaper cream, everything that a tiny human may or may not need. You never know. Again, all of these items are packed and loaded about a week before and then added to the bag zone. Yes, tip number one is coming back for you again. The sooner you pack, The sooner you can enjoy the anticipation of the vacation instead of dreading the departure. When it comes to how to pack the car for a road trip, making sure we never hear, "I'm bored," is so important to us. Hooray for the kid travel bags! Again, I've linked my bag, our medical bag, what Morgan's bag looks like, what the kids' bags look like. We also do neck pillows, so I've got it all there if you want to take a look at what we bring. Here is the guided prayer for tip number 3. God, thank you for modern medicine. As we arrive to our destination, please keep us safe in the day-to-day. Help us stay healthy and avoid any serious injuries. We know that you're the ultimate healer and you can do anything. Thank you for being our constant guide and source of true comfort. Tip number 4, and probably our kids' favorite, snacks. Oh yes, we can't go anywhere without a snack. Curse you, kids' summer stomach! They eat one snack at school, but when they come home for summer, somehow their stomachs morph into a bottomless pit ready to devour all the things in the pantry. Again, there are plenty of great ways to handle this at home. That's for another episode. This is specifically how to pack the car for a road trip when it comes to food and drinks. Here's how we do this. We have a small Yeti cooler that we load up with Gatorades, waters, and of course, Dr. Peppers. The Yeti is filled a couple of days before departure, and ice is put on it the night before and then loaded into the vehicle. More details on that next. We have a sturdy tote that we pack all the kids' snacks in. Again, shopped the week before, preferably, and that goes into the vehicle the night before as well. We put the snack bag right behind the front console so it's easy to pass out items. In the snack tote, I always carry several plastic sacks, Ziploc bags of varying size, trash bags, and 6 plastic cups. Plastic sacks are great for snack trash, throw-up occurrences, explosion up the back of the onesies, or the "I spilled Gatorade all down my front" situation. Again, this is also tip number 2, saving you a massive headache. Grab that extra set of clothes to change into out of that overnight bag and put the wet clothes into the plastic sack and you go on. Wait, Brooke, what's up with the 6 cup thing? Oh, I'm glad you asked. We have 3 kids, so they each have 2 cups designated for them. We buy bulk snacks, so it's cheaper and easier for us to just pour some goldfish into the cups and pass it back. Why 2 cups each? In case we have a sweet snack, we don't want mixing with the salty. Trust me on this one, you'll be thankful you'll have multiple cups. Who knows, this may be the exact moment that your kid decides they don't like their different foods touching. They can also come in handy for many things. Hello, emergency potty, as we're stuck in gridlock traffic. You do what you gotta do, don't ask about that one. Snacks are a vital part in knowing how to pack the car for a road trip, so don't miss it. I've linked some good sturdy bags, I've linked the cups we use, it's all there. Here is the guided prayer for the snack section, because God bless snacks. God, thank you for your constant provision. As we run through and maybe even out of snacks, help us remember that you are the bread of life and that you are all we truly need. We can prepare all we want, but you are the one we need to invite to come along with us on this trip. Help us keep you top of mind as we travel together. Tip number 5. This is probably my favorite one. Tetris time. This is the part where we put all the pieces together. Yes, tips 1 through 4 were some major, major front loading, especially if you're not a planner. In the end, these tips will save you time, money, and more importantly, save you the stress over departure day. If you love seeing all your hard work coming together, you're gonna love this step. I love me a good puzzle, and my spatial intelligence is my jam, so naturally I love Tetris. Over the course of these vacations, I have learned to gamify how to pack the car for a road trip, and it's been a breeze since. Here's how we do this. The evening before we leave, we work as a team to get the entire car loaded. Morgan and I work together to attach the overhead cargo storage. He's 6'3", with an incredible wingspan. I'm just the shorty who hands him the straps. Whatever works, right? During that time, we have the kids bring all the items from the bag zone to the vehicle. We assembly line it all the way from our youngest Rhett past each of the girls, and I lift it up to Morgan, and he puts it in the overhead cargo. We do this for all our luggage from tip number 1. Then, each kid is responsible for getting their seat ready. They grab their backpack, their carry-on item, neck pillow, and blanket, and put it in their seat. Blanket and pillow go in the seat, while the backpacks and carry-on are placed down by their feet, or where their feet would go if they're sitting. After that, they each get their empty water bottle, and put it by the fridge to be filled in the morning. While the kids are loading their items, Morgan and I load the snacks, our travel bags, the cooler, and the miscellaneous bags. Remember, the overnight bag goes in on departure day because you have those toiletries. We double check it all and make sure everything is secure and inform the kids of the time we're leaving, when we're waking up, all those little details. If you haven't filled up the gas tank by now, go ahead and do it. I try to do this the afternoon before we load. So if we're leaving on a Wednesday, that Tuesday afternoon, I try to fill up the tank. Tuesday night, we load the car. Wednesday, we leave. Here is the guided prayer for tip number 5, Tetris time. God, thank you for the financial ability to go on this trip. As we Tetris all our luggage into this car, help us remember that you are the one who fits all things together perfectly. You created us and all the beautiful things in this world the exact way you meant to. You make all of these things come together for good. Please don't let us forget that. Tip number 6, departure day. This is probably your favorite one if you're not a planner. The day you've been waiting for is here. Everyone's excited, not stressed, because almost everything is already loaded and ready to go if you've done these tips. Victory already! The luggage is ready, you've put the toiletries into the overnight bag and have now loaded it, the miscellaneous bags are packed, snacks are ready, you've Tetrised your way to smooth sailing. Here's how we do this. We have our kids sleep in their travel clothes the night before, so all they have to do is wake up and brush their teeth. I also French braid the girls' hair, so no one has to fix hair and the brushes can already be packed. They bring me their toothbrushes, and all the toiletries go into that overnight bag, and then that bag gets loaded into the back of the vehicle. While that's happening, the kids are going potty, filling up their water bottles, and climbing into the car, and going back to sleep, because we typically leave before the sun wakes up. Morgan and I are getting dressed and ready, filling up our drinks, and doing a final check that nothing is missing. Here is the guided prayer for this section, departure day. God, thank you for our family unit. You have purposely put us together to bring you honor and glory. As we travel, help us remember to look for all the wonderful things you've done around us. Let these serve as a reminder to point everything back to you and your power. Well, there you have it. My best tips for how to pack the car for a road trip. Minimize the mania and maximize the memories. By following these tips, you'll notice a change for the better. No more last-minute stress. Goodbye tension. Leaving when you want without the fuss is achievable. This is what works for us, so I know it'll help streamline your process too. Here's a quick recap on how to pack the car for a road trip. Tip number 1, the luggage, 1 week before. Tip number 2, the family overnight bag, 1 week before / toiletries the morning of. Tip number 3, miscellaneous bags, 1 week before. Tip number 4, snacks, shop the week before, load the evening before you leave. Tip number 5, Tetris time, everything gets loaded the evening before you leave. And then tip number 6, departure day, waters, load, leave, piece of cake. And of course, one last prayer, you can never pray too much, God loves chatting with you. God, thank you so much for modeling rest. We know that it's important and that we should do it. Help us make time to rest on this trip. Let us deeply bond together as a family unit and see your hand all throughout the trip. We pray over the people that we'll encounter along the way. Give us bold faith to tell others about you. All right, you, now go enjoy that road trip. See you next week.